Here begins Fireman Sam, Canoe Adrift, narrated by Ian Hughes for Saga Egmont. Today is the great Pontypandy canoe race. Ben and Hannah have checked their equipment, their whistles are working. They are ready. And above all, don't hesitate to take a break if you need to, Fireman Sam reminds them. You have to know your own limits.
But I don't have any limits, Hannah laughs, moving through the first stroke of her paddle.
Let's go!
Oh no, you're cheating, Ben shouts, trying to catch up with her.
Norman and Mandy have arrived on the quay to encourage the sportsmen, and especially to follow their friend Hannah as she races down the channel. Watching Ben and Hannah row towards the North Beacon, Sam, Joe and Lizzie feel sorry that there were not more people to watch their launch.
Hopefully there are more of us at the finish line, Joe sighs.
That's Norman and Mandy's job, Sam says. Thanks to them, I'm sure there will be a crowd. No sooner said than done. While Mandy sticks the pretty poster she's drawn on all the walls in Pontypandy, Norman criss-crosses the city in his soapbox cart.
Come and join us at the Coast Guard station to welcome Hannah and Ben, he shouts into his megaphone.
Meanwhile, Ben and Hannah keep their course and move quickly forward.
No need to hurry, Ben gasps, struggling to catch up with Hannah. The most important thing in canoeing is to find your rhythm and have fun.
Yes, yes. In the meantime, I'll beat you, Hannah laughs, without slowing down.
The athletes can already see the North Beacon.
Hurry up, now is not the time to stop rowing nor to slow down.
Ben has found his rhythm, and he even manages to overtake Hannah at last. But suddenly, ouch, it looks like he's hurt. Once they've arrived at the North Beacon, Hannah and Ben take a break to regain their strength. Phew, and they will need it, because to get back to the starting point, they will have to row against the current.
Ben, are you okay? You were hurt? Hannah says with concern in her voice.
On shore, Norman and Mandy have done their best to ensure that there will be plenty of people when the athletes arrive. Fingers crossed. Besides, the day is ending. Hannah and Ben should soon arrive. Sam grabs...